Friday mornings, we sit back, we open our ears and our minds, and we find out, what does Archie J say on WB&Q?
So we're all unofficially saying that summer is here, and everyone around me is freaking out, exchanging which diet they're on, signing up for gym memberships, drinking 17 gallons of water a day, and even throwing out perfectly delicious cookies. I know, it's tragic, but the season is here for less clothing, and whether you're ready or not, it's about to get pretty hot. Everywhere you look, all you hear is fitness. People are obsessing over getting the perfect abs to look amazing to a point to where my abdominal is absolutely stressed out. So let me ask you this. Do you feel the pressure? Because I know I do. Consistently for the last 6 months, roughly, I've been more dedicated in the gym because I cannot go another year avoiding a perfectly well-lit picture by the pool because I don't feel as skinny or as buff or as in shape as I'd like to be. The pressures are endless, and whatever yours is, I say to hell with them. Forget the people on Instagram, the coworkers always bragging about how many calories they've burned, and your mom saying, you know, you should really lose some weight, honey. And I know you're probably thinking, well, you just said that you've been in the gym for the last 6 months due to society pressures. I would say correction. I've been in the gym to feel better about myself. So yeah, we're all a little bit late on getting that hashtag summer bod together. And although we've experienced summer since the beginning of time, and we get so frazzled when it's finally here, I say a summer evaluation is needed. Don't avoid the pools or stop eating the donut, rather. But eat in moderation and dedicate yourself for yourself. The process will last longer and the confidence will be through the roof. Healthiness is the major key, not looking like a Victoria's Secret model. Fit and hashtag summer bod comes in many shapes. And that's just my opinion, but it should be yours too. So that's all I had to say.